Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, Psalm 91, episode 286 to 86. So welcome once again to 2021. It's still fresh in our memory. 2021. We were saying 2020, now it's 2021. So you're welcome again. God is keeping you. You are treading on the lions and on the adder. So let's personalize Psalm 91 as we've been doing. Verse 13, what you say? I tread upon the lion and the serpent, upon the lion and the cobra, and the young lion and the dragon, I trample them underfoot. That is Psalm 91, verse 13. And I see this happening to you daily. That I see you treading. I said treading means to crush, to press down, to crush, to press down. And so I see you pressing down, crushing. I see you pressing down all forms of lions and serpents. We've talked about the lion already, and I've explained to you that the lion, we are talking about metaphorical things, symbolism, and that it's not a real lion that you're going to see who is standing there in your room, but this is we're talking about a symbol of adversity that can happen to a man that is like a lion. I'm not saying that, you know, because sometimes as he's saying that in the spirit realm, they are also lions. Yeah, in the spirit realm, they are also that things that take the form of a lion. I will explain that later, because that thing that you see as a lion is really an ant that you can easily put in between your thumbs and crush. So we've spoken about lions, that when the lion effect of adversity or trouble or affliction or anything of that sort is that it is bold and loud, because lions are bold. When it happens, it's like, boom, it's happened to a man. Okay, so now let's look at the other side, which is the serpent. The serpent. So serpents, like imageries of dragons or sea monsters, they represent an unfounded fathom fear. I mean, it's not founded. They say fear is fake appearing, fake is fe, so fake something appearing real. I've forgotten the exact thing. So things that appear, they come to you and they come and suggest to you that this is happening to you. And when you believe it, then it really, you know, it appears real to you. It's as though, and others might not see, but you are feeling it, you are seeing it, you are hearing those voices. So that is the serpent for you. And they can be deadly and as real as if it's physical, as if it's happening to you. So they can include the fear of the unknown, fear of facing future, the future alone, fear of a loss, a marital, something that has happened to you, you know, relationship with your husband or with your spouse that is not working so well, you know, a little thing. That thing is a demonic thing. Before you know it, you're just fighting a quarrel over little things. Before you know it, it becomes something big. And now it's getting into divorce. You feel that when you live with another person, and people even say, we've grown apart. These are serpents. Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, that the serpent was a subtle beast. More subtle. I think Genesis 3, I'll look for it, boy. It was more subtle than all the beasts of the field. So it subtly comes at you quietly, because sometimes, you know, often people find snakes in their homes, and they've been living with this snake for a long time. I know of a story of a woman that found a snake. They were living in one room. The snake was found there with his children in that same room. And this man and husband and wife and children were in one room. And the woman was amazed how the snake could have lived in that room with them. So sometimes we can also not rule out spiritual forces that do this kind of thing. But I'm saying that the snake is that. Bishop Dagwood Mills has a book called Wise as Serpents, and describes all manner of snakes. And that a snake can hide. They call something hide and flourish. The snake will hide and grow and grow and grow until it can strike. So that is how the snake adversity is like. So I'm talking about lion and snakes, how you are going to tread, or how God has given you the ability, the authority to tread, to crush and press them down. So whichever form of adversity that has been geared towards you in 2021, God says, I should tell you, you are crushing them, you are treading them down, you are pressing down on them. They are the victim and prey. You are not the prey. No, you are not the prey. You are so blessed by